Tachuk Mem Dalet. We're holding Mishnah Berurah and Sif Aleph. Holding Mishnah Berurah. I think we're holding by Sif Katan Hay. Tzachir Rabim Ke'elu. So he said, other Tzachir Rabim, like examples which he gave, is fixing the roads, removing the mikshol, marking up the quorum, etc. So other similar type of things. Who would in the second merchitz the tzarech rabim to fix the base of merchitz is mutter the sheish bem tzar haguvim lo yurchitz. People have a need if they're not able to wash; it's uncomfortable. Zegam ken dafkim yiyam nigmer b'chol amoyd mitziyah tzarech amoyd im humayis uman. But for humayis uman, we need that it has to be something which will also be tzarech amoyd. So remat the tzarech rabim, which are tzarech amoyd humayis uman. And if it's not Tzarech HaMoyed, it's only Mutter Ma'aseh HaMoyed. Then the Rambam said, something like Binyan Beis HaKnesses is not Mutter to do with HaMoyed. Rabu Sanaka, Tafilu Binyan Beis HaKnesses Shehu Mitzvah, Ked Yispalim HaMoyed Basara, you could get now have a minion. Tafilu Elam Mokamar Ked Yispalim Basara, Gam Ken Osir, it's not mutter. Says that ain't tzarech leguf ha'adam. It's not something which is a direct personal need of the person, and therefore we do not matter it. Feel his skill of kamar lekvoisay and tzarech b'mayid el hashlimay also. Even just to finish it off is also. And they should tzarech ma'isumen lezem because there's a ma'isumen involved. Kosov poiskim bezman hazeh having missing. That's the rabbi. We did this already. Shina shemit shemiyamten ad lachem moed yakov achem elibnoisay. It's considered. It's mutar tzavur ha'ovei because if we wait till after the yomtiv, who knows what issues will come up that the goyim are going to dream up. Therefore, it's considered tzarech ha'moyed to finish it off. It's tzavur ha'ovei to finish it off during chol ha'moyed and for its mutar. Sefer Marmaronach Kosta the Kolafi as makam asman ve'en dain lo mashen avroyas ayin shal. He says you have to do it based on the realities. Certain situations will be more problem. Or less problematic. The Shartin Yud points out, but to have the goyim do the work is mutter. He says it to Morgan, the case where it'll be usable on Yom Tov, so having the goy do even to Ma'aseh Uman, a mere lakav on Ma'aseh Uman for the Tzarech Mitzvah is mutter. Zion, that's I think we're holding. Nasas b'moyed, kosa b'shari tshuva. See, quotes on the Sarah Tshuva over here. The Sarah Tshuva says, "Nogel Tzara Tzrochi Rabin B'Cholamoyd, L'manus Gaboyim O'Parnesim." We arrange for the different Tzrochi Rabin, including appointing officers, etc., of the city. Menirli Dim Tzorach Lister Binyan Zeh. In this situation, if we need to write to document what we've done, or write a, either give the person a document of his appointment, or make a record of it. You should not write in Ksav Ashuris. So we'll see in the next siman something called Ksav Mashita, which means it was a basic Ksav. So you should write with that type of writing. Why is that? The Ksav Ashuri, Shu Maisa Umin, Halor Loi Hutu Tzarech Rabim, Kiim Keshul Tzarech Aguf. So we've Tzarech Rabim, this is the Mutzarech Halamoy. But Tzarech Rabim, we differentiate. If it's which is Tzarech HaGuf, my suman is mutter. If it's not Tzarech HaGuf, my suman is also. So you want to give this person a document in honor of his appointment. You give him this beautiful flowery document. You want to make it a nice, beautiful Ksav Ashuri. You cannot do that. Because that's a my suman, writing Ksav Ashuri. So you write it in plain writing and give it to him. If it's necessary to do it right now. So you'll write it. In plain writing, that's valid. Okay. He said, all the tzarchi mitzvah you cannot do in chol ha'moed, ma'aseh uman in chol ha'moed. Tzarchi mitzvah ches. It's a loimer. The ma'aseh mitzvah lo'i, ma'chani l'hatu b'shil zeh ma'leches uman, af kesh tzarchi l'zeh b'moed. Even though it's not a tzarchi guf, it's tzarchi mitzvah, but ma'leches uman would not be permitted.
Hey,
And there's a tzarech ha'mayit, even though it's not a mitzvah, so ma'aseh hegyed is mutter. So there's not really any special heter mitzvah, because as much as a tzarech ha'mayit, ma'aseh hegyed is mutter. Which is not, it's not tzarech ha'guf, ma'aseh umen is also. Right, so there's no special mile of a tzarech ha'mitzvah in that situation. Okay, base. Sit base. So you have these cisterns or springs which are being stopped up by dirt, stones, etc. You're allowed to fix them. Even though there's sufficient water for now, we're afraid that it'll impact the water supply later on. It's more to a kiman sheno ma'isumen, because the process of fixing it does not require melechus sumen. Avolakper lehembaris mechadosh, but to make new storage places for the water, shum ma'isumen, which that requires relative to ubis. So Rishabur says because that to be able to store water in it, you have to seal it, you have to line it very well. And that process requires a certain umness. See, Rabban Shichem Lehem Atza is mutter. We need it for now. So that's a tzarech haguf, to have water to drink. So that's mutter, tzarech rabim, the tzarech haguf, maisa umen. Afilu im kivnu malachtan b'moid, even though they potentially left the malacha b'chol ha'moid. Matthew Mishabur pointed out in Sifkotin Aleph that we don't Knas kibum latzav b'moyed by tzarchei rab. I feel a bit for hesio. Oh, but tzarchei yisera. Even if this is going to require doing this publicly and with a tremendous amount of effort, they all were matzvot. That all goes under the umbrella of the heter of tzarchei rab. The main shechem lehem ato. There was no need for these new burrs during chol ha'moed. Lo yasod, he cannot do it in chol ha'moed because it's ma'aseh umen. Means even, and then it's all around. Even if it wasn't mechav malach from the moed, and it was betzina, but there's no real heter to do it. Now that's talking about baris and meyana shal rabbim. So we talked about the ones that's already there, and new ones for the rabbim. What about shal yochid? The baris for sheikh and amoris. Baris are pits. Shiach is a ditch, and maoris is like a covered area. It's like a cave. But they would store water inside, and they would have a cover inside, you know, there would be an overhang on top of it. So yachid also lachre some mechadosh, but filu tzarech lamata. That you cannot do. Even if there's a need for it now, we're not going to let you do that. Even though lachara, it's a tzarech hamoyed, but tzarech hamoyed is not much of ma'isumen, except for something which is called tzarech haguf. And over here, the Chorus of Tzarech HaGuf of Shtiyah. So he says, if you can't get any other water at all, say, Echonam is going to be mutter. Shabur will point out. But if it's, there's all the possibility of getting water, even though it might be difficult to get the water the other way, you're machiv to do that and not do the malacha instead. You know, assume kibarmen is kalkulu. So let's say they already were in place. So now there's a question of ma'aseh hegyed. In circle him ato mutu l'saknam, because ma'aseh hegyed is mutu l'sarchem moed. V'im ein circle him ato, also l'saknam, you can't fix it. As opposed to circle rabbin, even if it's not needed, it's mutu. A mutu l'ham shech mayim l'sarchem, I feel ein circle him ato. But if everything's in place, you want to make the connection to draw the water into the storage place, the cistern, even though you don't need to do that, you don't need that for the now, that's mutter to do. Okay. So the Mishbura test, Baris. Hu adin, the mutter, lasses ma'aseh hegyed, mechutz the ear. You have to build outside of the city, charitz, shuvay mayim al yodem in a hor le'ir, kesh yishter barvacha, like a ditch, which will bring the water from the river into the city to make people have more water available. Actually, you go Meribimoyd, even if he's not going to finish the process on Cholamoyd. It will only be there for beneficial after Yom Tov when it's completed. Kimish Tarech Rabim, it's mutter. Again, so the het of Tzach Rabim allows you for a case where it's kibin malachtoi, it's tzach yisera, it's for hesyo. Tzach Rabim will override all of those things. Even if they don't need it now, even if they don't need it now. Haino the kamenasim mishilach. So the purpose of this work that's being done is to have it available for after Yom Tov. So why do they permit this? Like you said before, this is a very opportune time for Tzach Rabim to get done. So therefore, not allowing them to do that would be like, would not be right for the Rabim. So Chazal permitted Tzach Rabim, even though it's not necessary for the Anyam. But to build new ones, which is a Maisa Uman, you have to line it properly to be able to hold the water. And that has to be done when a person has a level of expertise. So that's going to be usur. See if the Rabbim needs it now, it's going to be mutter. Even if you're mechavim latam avoyed, and it's for hesi or tirchi yaseir. If they don't need it right now, it's usur. Filim kibnu yubeis, koi gam al reisha sif. So it's going back in both scenarios. We said the baris shechir and moris are mutter in a case where you need it for now. Even if you don't need it for now, but they're mutter, then this is also mutter. Both of these, you're saying that even if there is kibim alato, it's still mutter. If, however, they don't need the water right now, and to my suman, lo yasu, you'd give them a lo yasu. And then Hanafila loy kiv no balatim b'moyed v'gametzino. So then, even if there's you have many things to your advantage, it's still also because you don't need it now. A yachid wants to dig this water, these water storage places, even though he needs it, it's also for the tzarich. Hanafila elamal yishel ibnei doichik harbe. It's still lost, even though it's going to be quite difficult to get water. But that's your mechibah to. V'im ein masik lishes klal, mutu gam lachra mechadish b'moyed. Obviously, if a person would not be able to get any other source, that becomes a tzarech b'moyed, a tzarech aguf, a tzarech aguf, a tzarech b'moyed, is mutu even ma'isa
ubin. What does masik reach?
Reach. Wouldn't be able be accessible.
You can buy bottled water.
Right. If you can't get any, the bottled water companies weren't available.
That's it.
Tesvov. Now, if they already were there, you must see Kvar, if they already existed. The oz die betikun ma'isa hedyet, but to fix it is only ma'isa hedyet. Achishur gam beyachid the tzarech moed. For the tzarech moed, ma'isa hedyet is mutter. So even for yachid, that is going to be mutter. So if you need them now, you're allowed to fix them. If not, you can't fix them. Also the saktim tezayin beyachid afilu ma'isa hedyet osur kiim the tzarech moed. So even in the case of ma'isa hedyet, we make a difference between a tzarech rabim and tzarech yachid. A tzarech rabim is mutter even for after the Yom Tov, and Tzarech Yochid is only mutter for on Yom Tov. So this is the case of Baris of a Yochid, so it's only mutter if there's a Tzarech Hamayit. To draw the water into the system which exists already is mutter. Even if we don't need the water right now. The Hamshach Mayim, Pirish, Shemekala Mek Shaman, Bekele Minagag, they have containers which catch the rainwater and they bring it to the cistern. Even you don't need the water right now. There's enough water in the cistern to supply water for the yomtiv. Because I were permitted it because it's not such a big terech. But to build the charitz itself, this is a case where the ditch is already there. You just have to pour. You just have to direct the water through it. The build of the chachila is awesome. Fred, you want a tea?
That's okay.
What,
do
you want a tea?
I just had
it. Thank you. Tavkuf Memhei. Dinek Sima Bacholamite. So this is, gets back to this, you know, specific type of areas of endeavors. So, also lit to becholamayt. One of the lama test malachos and Shabbos is ksiva. So, yom tiv it's aser and cholamayt it's aser. Feel like yeah, oisach is besefer aser. Even to fix one letter in a sefer, it's going to be aser. Letzarch rabim. What about a case where you need to fix a sefer for the rabim to use? So, yesh arshim kol shein on letzarch amayt. So the Shema Sedesha brings the Yesh Oyster, even if it's not Tzarech HaMoyed, it's not going to be Mutter. V'yesh Matirim, some say it's Mutter. So, now the Mishnah points out, we're not talking about the case of the Hagoah Sefer, which are referring to fixing a Sefer, because that's a Maisa Uman. So Maisa Uman, we're not to Tzarech Rabim, Maisa Uman, and it's not Tzarech HaGuf, so we're only matter if there's a Tzarech HaMoyed. So what's the case we're discussing? Osir Mutter, Stam Ksiva. So not the case of, you know, so the Chaver said Osir Lutter B'chol HaMoyed. Even the Megia Ois, one Ois in a Sefer is Osir. Leave that in parentheses. Now you told me it's also the B'chol HaMoyed. What about the Tzarech Rabim? Some say it's Osir, some say it's Mutter. That's how it reads the Nogel Hakel B'Ksav Shalono Shein HaMais Uman. So our minhag is to be makel if you're using our type of writing, which is not considered Mais Uman. So therefore, it's a Mais Hedyet. And Tzarech Rabim, we will be makel. Even if it's not Tzarech HaMoyed. Mishabura. So cut now, Afila Hagia. The fish ain't that Tzarech HaMoyed. It's not a Tzarech HaMoyed. What makes Tzarech HaRabim? So what's the heter Tzarech HaRabim? But no, safer acher likrispa. In the case that they have another safer available, to read from. Even if you only found it now, so you could not have fixed it beforehand. So you can't fix it. And the Sharatzin points out in Bays, even if you found the basic Korea, let's say I'm a safer mumcha. And I always carry my utensils with me. So on a Monday morning, we read in the Sefer Torah, we find a mistake. Says, no problem, I whip out my my little box over there, take out my knife, and I scrape away the problem, and I take out my kumis and my ink, and I fix it. Okay, Baruch Hashem. I don't have to bring another Sefer Torah. And my vows of the first Sefer. So we hear, I'm ready to do that. He said, no, we don't fix the Sefer Torah. So put it away and take a different Sefer Torah. And make the Sefer Torah wait in the Oren, not being available to you until after Yom. Okay? See, even one letter is a problem. Oisachas, Kagoin, Beis, Sivkot and Beis, Oisachas, Kagoin. Lazas, Mareish, Dallas. Okay, even as a question, just fixing, there is a Dalet which the corner was too rounded and it looks more like a Reish. And we need to fix it into a Dalet. So that's also. Okay. The Hafrid Tevois Tevukim, in case you have two letters which are touching, and you need to create a space between the two of them. We have a letter which is, you can still tell that it's there, the Rishim, the impression that it left on the cloth is still visible, but needs to be darkened. Shor lahavra lov klumas, to pass the knife, excuse me, the pen over it, the quill, klumas is the quill, and there was rewrite on top of it, that's a mutter, because you're really starting with something which is really there already. Case of the Hafrid Tevois Tevukim, the word is there, the problem is they're touching, so you remove the touching and you have a kasha. So that you're really dealing with something which is there already, or the letter is there, just needs to be strengthened, that the color has to be intensified. So
that's a malacha on Shabbos? Are you making calls, Joseph, if you do this? Does this mean it's not a malacha?
I thought you have to do two strokes or something.
Megia Sefer, well, yes, also then Megia Sefer, then also
if you have here two letters touching each other, they're not separated. I made the letter.
So if the letters, his case, the letters are visible already.
Yeah, they're visible, yeah.
So then it's not a malacha mitzah. The case of the Mora, where the Mora talks about it, the case was that there was two Zions, mezuzos,
yeah,
and echez can be made with two Zions, yeah, touching together. He removed the top of the echez and made two Zions.
Yeah.
Right? But over here he had letters already. The problem was that they were touching in a way which is not acceptable. So you're just separating them. You're not really writing any letter because it's all there. What you're accomplishing, the tikkun in the sefer is now kosher. But mitzvah didn't exceed it. You didn't really do an exceed because the letters were there.
They were there.
But it had to be like that because otherwise you have a problem with chach. If it wasn't like that, you have a problem with chach teches. That we can't write by, we don't write by taking something away, we write by writing. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to write by taking something away, you have a problem that you didn't write properly.
Write the letter.
Sefer Torah shahoy chaser tefira b'amudim. Sefer Torah, which the Sefer Torah to be kosher has to be tougher. The amudim have to be sewn together. I remember the details. I think the law says it has to be six. So if there's more than six, and five of them were unsewn, or there was six, and I think three were not sewn, or it's only five of the page was sewn together, it's still kosher. Five of the pages, the two columns, or two not columns, the two ureas, they're called in our terminology. The two pieces of parchment, we could have four or five or six columns on each piece of parchment, were sewn together. If they become they came undone, so you're facing also a problem. That's considered my zoom. So you've actually eat a she'en la mayerchel, but you throw it in. The person doesn't have what to eat. So you'll have to do malachot chalamoid. So he'll be the person who'll sew it. Shartian says, you want to look for Akum Sarachian. She sent it to the Mishmah Sozov, that's the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is not sure that halachically it's kosher if a goy sews it for you. So that's only an eitzah, have the goy do it for you, because possibly it's not kosher. But a Jew, so you need a Jew who has a good heter, so the heter is going to be, ain't no ayechel, so he needs to push it for food, for yomtiv. Okay, so now what about writing the Tzarech HaRabim? Tzarech HaRabim, Loi Koya HaGos HaSorim HaNa. We're not referring back to the last thing we just spoke about was fixing Sifrei Kodesh. Shemavari who my suman was the kliyama afshu tzarchem rabin. So my suman we're at matter call shenel tzarchem rabin unless it's tzarchem rabin. Well, koya stam ksiva shuhut tzarchem rabin. So my just plain idea of ksiva tzarchem rabin. If he gives an example in Sivkat and Sharsi and Vav. This is the story which quotes, Shakum of Akshim Akhar Shatz, a custom like Igerish Shiavai. So they need a chazan, they need a person to be their shamish. They want to write this person a letter to come. That's not considered a Maisa Uman. It's not considered a Maisa Uman. But Tzarech Rabim, so what happens now? So we said there's machlokes whether some say it's mutter, some say it's osur. Yesh oisur, yesh matir. Yesh oisur. The sirlo, the stam ksiba, maisa umanu. They hold in general any type of ksiba is considered maisa uman. So therefore, again, we're stuck with if it's a maisa uman, we're not going to permit it. The tzarech rabim, unless it's tzarech amoyin. So it's considered Maisa Hedya because people aren't really necessarily so careful how they write it. Even if you write it in the block letters of the, similar to what we do in general, since you don't really care, that comes out, that's not considered Maisa Uman. So even though, that's the oyster.
Can we say the same thing today about the way people seem to be pretty careful in terms of suffer, right?
He's saying beside that, he said, other than tefillin, sorry, tefillin mezuzahs. Even though it's ksiva meruba, which means it's the round ksiva, which is similar to the ksiva you have. It's a block in a very nice print. Mm-hmm. It's a maisa hedya because people aren't really don't care that it should look so perfect. The Rambam says the minigis you make will be ksav shalonu, which does not consider maisa uman. Ksav shalonu, hanu ksav mashita. It's referred to as ksav mashita. So the Shatzin says, what is Ksav Mashita? It's thin letters as opposed to, like, you look at the Ashuri, it's a much more body to the letter. There are letters, they're stick letters. Mm-hmm. Our bodies are stick figures. Right? Whereas the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, there's a body to the letters. That's what he's saying. It's contrasting. It's more like a block print. She says that Ksav Mashita means that it's either one of those type of things. Because it means we deal with that as if it's not a Maisa Uman. Ksav ain't a Maisa Uman. So look at the Maisa, we're assuming that this Ksav, which we call Ksav Mashita or Ksav Shalono, is not a Maisa Uman. It's a Maisa Hedya. If it's a Maisa Hedya, the Tzarech HaMoyin is Mutter. Vine Sif Hebim, the Vursham, the After Bezeh, Ksav Nogu, the Hakma, Lashanas, come welcome the Yanano Shu Sakharama in Sark Lashanas. So we'll see in Sefe that even though this Ksav meeker than his mutter, the Maisa has a minute to be machmer to do a shinri, even by our Ksav. He says the Ksinu we do is a minimal Ksiv shinri, which we'll see is that you write the first line of the paper at a tilt. So it comes out of going across the page, not in a straight line. And that's good enough to be considered a shinri. But even that, you're not mechayev to do. So that's a chumra which we do. So that you're not mechayev to do. It's Tzarech HaRabim. It's not, but that much you don't need. Okay, let's see. What did we do? We had done Beis and Aleph. Okay.